Thank you and good morning. It hasn't been a good month for those listed on the sheriff's most wanted list for Southern Humboldt. On Tuesday, deputies arrested a man wanted for outstanding warrants, and now another name from the most wanted list has been crossed off after Joshua Wentworth was located in Willow Creek 2 weeks ago after the sheriff's office received an anonymous tip. Wentworth, who was wanted on 2 misdemeanor warrants and a felony weapons warrant, was determined to be in one of the motel rooms. Because he was considered armed and dangerous, deputies and CHP officers staged outside and issued commands for him to surrender. Wentworth obeyed and was taken into custody without incident, as was his girlfriend, who was also in the motel room and who was also wanted, Tamara Conley. Both were booked into county jail. Wentworth was joined by Aaron Arlotta on the most wanted list, and he's now joined him in jail after the sheriff's office captured Arlotta in Shelter Cove. It was just afternoon on Tuesday when deputies were dispatched to a house on Knob Hill Court where residents had reported a suspected theft of utilities. After an investigation, deputies located and contacted 27-year-old Aaron Arlotta, who was wanted on 3 outstanding warrants, including a felony warrant for domestic abuse. Arlotta initially fled from deputies on foot, and after a short pursuit was taken into custody. He'll not only face the 3 warrants, but also a charge of resisting arrest, as well as a charge of stealing utilities. The College of the Redwoods is in the midst of a search for a new president, and one of the finalists for the position is current interim president Keith Snowflamer. The Board of Trustees will host a public forum tomorrow on the main campus from 11 a.m. until noon. It will be a chance for the public to meet Snowflamer, who will be interviewed by a group of constituent groups on campus. Snowflamer has worked in the CR administration since 2007 and has served as interim president since 2015. The sheriff's office has released a series of still photos taken from a game camera in Garberville that show several young men outside a residence and standing next to a vehicle. The sheriff's office is asking for the public's help in identifying any of those men in the photos because they may be connected to an assault and theft incident last Thursday at that location. Anyone with information about the suspects or the incident is asked to contact authorities. Highway 299 is open to local traffic now that repair crews have been able to make substantial progress at the location of the slide in Big French Creek in Trinity County. Local residents can use 299 from 5:30 to 7:30 each morning and in the afternoons from 4:30 to 6:30. There are also single-time openings in the nighttime hours at 10, midnight, and 2 a.m. The work to repair the roadway is underway 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as Caltrans is hoping to have the roadway open to through traffic as soon as possible. Jordan Christmas has news from the county.
The Measure Z Citizens Advisory Committee meets for the first time this year today at the 5th floor conference room at the courthouse from noon until 2 p.m. The committee will distribute more than 40 applications for Measure Z funding that have been submitted, including those from local police departments, county public works, local social programs, and nonprofits, as well as the WEOT Volunteer Fire Department. The committee will meet regularly for the next 8 weeks before they turn in their recommendations to the Board of Supervisors on April 7th.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Rex Bone has been in Sacramento and Washington, D.C. in the past few weeks lobbying for greater resources for rural communities. In his latest talk shop appearance, Bone spoke about the state of the county and its current outlook and found some encouraging signs. Bone discussed what it takes to attract a business to relocate and listed medical care and housing as the top 2 priorities for a prospective move. Bone praised the steps both St. Joseph's Hospital and Mad River Hospital have taken to expand technology in order to improve patient care.
You know, both Mad River and St. Joe's are now changing their trauma levels. They're bringing in specialists for trauma 4, trauma 3, which is raises the level quite a bit. So they're making that investment to bring in those personnel. So that's a big deal. You take a look at what Open Door is doing in Fortuna and what they've already done in Eureka, expanding. It's the first thing that somebody looks to before they move a business.
Housing and affordable housing is a constant topic of discussion locally, and Bone said that while it would be nice to see more development of single-family dwellings that can be afforded by first-time buyers, there are still costs to consider.
If we're going to price a lot before you could ever put a stick on it, you've got $80,000 into the lot with developer fees, hookup fees, property fees, and everything else. Who's going to spend $80,000 on a lot and then build a $75,000 house? But the problem is if you want to build $20,000-$150,000 houses, the infrastructure costs are so much, it just becomes prohibitive.
You can listen to Supervisor Rex Bone talk shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.